Yo, 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 we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka true lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover, lover. We are back again, y'all, with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice. Yes, y'all. And we have a very, very special guest today, y'all. She is military trained. She is a fucking badass. I want everybody to welcome this chick right here, because she cold as ice. AB, how you doing, AB?
I'm good. How are you, Kane?
I am wonderful. Man, I am sipping and drinking and ready to go.
Me fucking too.
Yes. So my question is, what is you sipping on, baby girl?
Oh, I'm sipping on a tequila sunrise. Tequila it's a little bougie, but I fucking love it.
Tequila sunrise, that is wonderful. Yes, we have you sipping on tequila sunrise. I'm sipping on a little bit of Crown. When I sip on that Crown, everything is going down. But check this out, though. We have some stuff we need to discuss.
I would agree.
Yes, we have some stuff we need to discuss, y'all. Now, the people know me, but I want them to know you. So, AB, tell the people about yourself. Whatever you want to say.
Okay. Well, I am 21. I'm in Air Force. I have a kid and a husband. Kind of been around, so I know a lot. I'm really good at giving the insight on the woman's mind. I would like to say I have more guy friends than girlfriends, if that makes sense. So I've always been helpful with them on like the girl's or the woman's brain. Like I've kind of been like the intel for that. So I'm super excited to do this talk show with you. Me and you have gone back since I worked at a vape shop. You've always been like my number one. So I'm pretty excited to do this talk show with you.
Yes, I appreciate that. I've been knowing AB. Y'all, I've been knowing AB for a good while now. She is a good chick. But I'm telling y'all, she is a badass.
She is a badass
for real. And I'm glad that you give these people a little insight about you. But let's jump into this first topic.
Okay.
To this very first topic. You know what I'm saying? I want you to give me some insight about the marriage life.
Okay. Marriage life. I married a fraternity wild frat boy. So it's kind of, my journey's a little different than others, I'd like to say. I'm also wild too. I was kind of like, I've always been the kind of badass wild girl. And it was so funny because he's the wild ass fraternity boy. So everybody was like, y'all aren't going to settle down. And of course we met each other, had a kid, settled down together. And I don't know. A lot of people told me it was going to be different than dating, and it wasn't. Like we're just still best friends. And I feel like that's the most important thing. I feel like the biggest change in the aspect was having a kid, you know?
Yes, it does. Once you have a kid with someone, everything changes.
It changes.
So tell me more about your kid and your relationship. As having something with the frat boy and having a kid as well. Tell me a little about that.
So, it's probably going to get a little spicy.
Spicy?
Yeah.
Spicy? Hey, Hey, it should get spicy because we have spicy topics and hot conversations.
Hell yeah. So we were, you know, like I said, I was kind of wild and he was very wild, you know, or I said I was a badass. I was very wild. I just got out of basic training. You know, there was definitely no sex at all through basic training. So we were, I mean, wild, and, our sex life was very wild. And then I went to tech school, which a lot of people, that's training for your job in the military.
Yes.
And then I came back home and it was on that COVID break. So for one, he was locked up at home, not allowed to do anything because of COVID. Two, I was locked up because I was in the military. And I came home and sex life was still, I mean, it was even like steroids on high because we were already dating by that point. We didn't have nothing. You know, we couldn't have sex through those 2 months that I was gone. Got home and, of course, we had the typical pregnancy of the, you know, the COVID pregnancy. And I would say like that the whole entire, my pregnancy is what challenged our sex life through the marriage. And I feel like that's a very important aspect. Like no matter what, if you're just dating or if you're married, it doesn't matter. The sex is always very important and it changed a lot. So we struggled a little bit through that because I had a rough pregnancy, but it's like we made it through it, you know?
Yeah.
There was a lot of times that I was kind of slacking on that because I had a very rough pregnancy. We didn't know if I was going to be able to make the pregnancy. And so I, of course, also felt ugly in a way, which is stupid because it's like, when the fuck have I ever been insecure? You know?
It's real.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not even like, this is going to sound so full of myself, but I know I'm not ugly. You know, that was something that I struggled with. And then I was like, nah, I'm never ugly. Once I hit that adult stage, and I know like 18 and people are like, shh, you don't know shit. But I knew a lot of shit. I've been through a lot of shit, knew a lot of shit. So about like 18, 19, I was like, nah, I'm fucking hot as hell. Fuck y'all. And through the pregnancy, I was like, why do I feel so ugly? You know, it was like, why? You know?
Yes.
Postpartum hit, which is like a hard topic because a lot of guys don't really get it, and it's became a new subject that's kind of been talked about recently, you know. And it's like, well, what is postpartum? And that's more of a different subject, but that also hit our sex life because I was like, why would you want to have sex with me? I just had a baby. I know I don't look like how I used to. I'm not this, like, I know I'm 21, but I'm not this hot 21-year-old that hasn't had a kid yet, even though I bounced right back after having a kid, you know. So I consider myself very lucky. Yeah, I was very lucky to bounce back, but I still struggle with the same thing. But of course, we got back on track. We worked through it together, and I feel like that was very important. And our sex life, I feel like it's became even stronger, like 10 times stronger than when we were first dating, than when we were these first wild kids that were like, we're just going to hook up and just be these sex addicts. And now we're like having more sex than before.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful because the guy you were speaking of, I know him personally, and yeah. I know two badasses. He's a badass and you a badass. Yeah, I know. He's a badass and you a badass. So I know that it was going to work out eventually.
Oh,
eventually,
yeah.
It was going to go down in the DM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So my thing is I'm happy that y'all guys had that understanding of knowing that, hey, this guy, you know what I'm saying? I got a baby by him, and mm-hmm. and we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. That is cool. It is very cool, and I want the people to know what it's like with the marriage life,
yeah.
The marriage life, the kid. I want people to know. And y'all wind up having a kid together, which 9 out of 10, the kid's gonna be a badass.
Yes.
If you got
is.
Two parents that are badasses, the kid is gonna be a badass.
Oh yeah.
Come on. Man, the kid's gonna be a badass. So, and I have the luxury and the, and I feel like I had the chance to be able to be around the kid and everything. And yes, I see it in her. I see y'all. I see both of y'all in her. So I know it's going down. I know it.
It's been great. You know, like I remember it just popped in my head as a random story, but I remember when I gave birth, she came out like ginger redheaded. You know how redheaded she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh shit, he's gonna be like, this ain't my fucking baby. Like, I know that, like, I'm kind of redheaded, but I'm more of an auburn red, but she came out like redheaded. I was like, oh, this man's gonna be like, this ain't my fucking baby. You need to get this tested. Like, and I'm like, we're already married. This man's gonna be like, why this baby's so redheaded? It felt like the milkman situation. I was like, oh, God,
yes. Yeah, for real. That's real talk. Because, but I knew that was every bit of him.
Oh, yeah.
Every bit of him. Because he does stuff too. He has a background as well as you do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He is a frat boy.
Yeah.
A frat boy that. A rugby player. So this kid is destined for greatness.
Hell yeah.
Destined for greatness. Mm-hmm. And by you linking up with him, it has to go down.
Oh yeah.
I am so happy for y'all. Be honest with you. I am so fucking happy for y'all.
Thank you.
I know it's gonna work out. It's gonna be cool, and it's gonna be everything you want to be.
It's more, like, even now I can tell you it's more than I ever like expected. It's been amazing. It's been a growth for me. I'm pretty sure it's been a growth for him. Me and him grew up with like divorced parents. So it was a very big challenge for us. Like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be, you know, because we were going off of what we've seen. We're like, this isn't what we've seen. Why do we like each other this much? You know, it's like, we get along, you know?
Yeah. But I know, you know what I'm saying? I know for a fact, it might have been certain motherfuckers that's trying to get in the middle of y'all, but they could not break that bond. That bond it was the shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, we had so many people against us. So many. And because a lot of people were like, oh, you know, she teases these guys and plays with these guys' feelings. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm friends with guys. That's just my natural thing. And some guys, you know, as you know, they can't be mature enough to handle that. Just like as in the turnaround, some girls can't handle that. And they were like, oh, he's the biggest player, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know, we were just both kind of like, well, I guess we'll see how we, like, play each other out, you know? Like, we didn't think we were actually going to be, like, lasting because we had heard all these rumors about each other. And this was even before, like, because I know you were there that night that we actually started. It was that Clemson and LSU game, and you were there that night working with me or you weren't working with me, but you were there when I was working at Rev. You remember, because that was the first night we actually started hanging out, and before then we were just kind of like, oh, we'll see how this goes, because she ain't gonna play me, he ain't gonna play me. It was really funny how it all turned out, and it was actually a pretty good thing.
Yeah, for real. Hey, but y'all made this shit work out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all made it work out, and that's what was up.
Yeah. I would say that it's something that I can honestly say that I wasn't prepared for, especially with my generation. We had always seen, like, especially on social media, you know? I had seen a bunch of young couples that just didn't work out because of someone said this, someone said that, all these people getting in the middle of their relationship. And, well, yeah, like I told you earlier, or like a minute ago, so many people try to come in the middle of our relationship, even through my pregnancy, and we just kept looking at each other like, but I love you too much to let anything come in between it, so let's work this shit out. Like, I don't want you to leave. I don't want to sleep beside a, you know, a space. I don't want this space in my bed or this void in my bed. Like, no, I want you here with me because I love you too much, you know?
That's real.
Yeah. And like you said, we were two wild ass, like, way out there people. And for us, you know, to be together, it's amazing.
Hell yeah. That's for real, because I know both of you. And I know him longer than you, but I know that he is a badass.
Yeah,
he had to be with going on with his situations and stuff. But man, that is cool that you giving more insight about you and about him and about the struggles of what it is of on having a relationship.
Oh, yeah. And that's, like, I feel like one of the biggest challenges is a lot of women told me, like, after pregnancy, they were like, oh, you probably won't be as in love and blah, 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 blah. And after pregnancy, it wasn't that I wasn't as in love. I had postpartum, and then I had also gotten on birth control, and I wasn't used to the hormones of either or, and I was like, I don't think it's that I don't love him, you know, like, even in my mind I was like, it's not that I don't love him, it's that I have all these freaking hormones in my mind, you know. And I think a lot of preset opinions were in my mind, and I was like, yeah, that's not it. Like, it took a lot for me to be like, that's not it. Like, we're perfect together. Anyone in that's our mutual friend or even our friends before are like, y'all are the perfect, like, set for each other. You know?
Y'all are. Yeah. Like, for real, y'all are. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want no other person to put y'all to.
Yeah. You know, and that's what we come together and talk about. Like, not only us do we want us, all our friends want us. Like, they would look at it and be like how I would think if Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively divorced. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Like, I banked on y'all being together. You know, they're celebrities. You know, it's like, well, what the fuck do we do now? You know, it's like, well, shit.
Yeah, for real. That is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because, like I said, I know both of y'all. And, And I know how bro is. Mm-hmm. Bro cold blood as hell. But
yes,
I can see no one other than you.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Like I told him, I don't know if you know this. Now, yeah, you probably don't know this. But I told him, you remind me of this wrestler girl named Paige. And I don't know if he told you or not, but Paige was a badass as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And y'all favor so much that it's crazy.
So it was funny because he did end up telling me that, but he also said it in front of our buddy, as you know his name, but I'm not going to speak his name because I don't have his permission. The other roommate that we had, and he even said, he was like, oh my God, you're right. She does remind me of Paige. Like, she is the ginger Paige. You know, like, she's like everything about her. Except, like, I actually think she wouldn't be, like, on WWE. She'd probably be on MMA. You know?
Yeah. For real.
And that was even growing up. I remember being Paige came out when I was 12.
Yeah.
I was either 11 or 12. And I remember idolizing her. And my biggest thing was I wanted to be like Paige. And when I got to, was I 20 or 21 when y'all had said that? Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. My like 11 or 12 year old self would be like, oh my God, you're like Paige. This is what we always wanted to be. But I had forgotten that part. And so when I heard it again, I was like, oh my God, this is like so kick ass. I wanted to do this when I was that age.
Yeah.
And I still want to be like her. She is badass.
Yes.
And to hear my own husband say that, like, he's right, it was like, hell yeah, he is right. You know, Kane is right.
Yeah, for real. Because I brought it up to him at one point in time. I was like, bro, she reminds me of Paige, bro. And then he sat there and looked at it and thought about it. He was like, hell yeah, she reminds me of Paige as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a bad ass. And she'll beat your ass, but she was cool as hell.
That's what everyone always talks about. They're like, you know, I love you and all, but I really feel like you could just like beat my ass and then like smile about it 10 minutes later. And I'm like, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but you know, it's like, well, I guess you are kind of truthful about it.
That is real. That is 100% real as fuck. Because Paige, the way Paige is, the way Paige is set up, is like you. She is like you, and it's so cool, but it's scary too.
Yeah. And it's I feel like the biggest thing I could connect with her on is that she had an older brother that kind of put her in the spotlight that she's in.
Yeah.
And I had that older brother.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Like, he used to like put the beat down on me, you know, but that's how I became who I am. And me and him have a close bond and relationship. I feel like I probably wouldn't have been able to be like Paige without him. You know, I probably would have been some spoiled princess because I was my dad's only girl. So having him really helped balance that out. So that's great.
Yeah. For the people at home that's listening right now, I'm going to let them know who Paige is. Paige is a character from WWE that she's cool as fuck, but she will beat your ass. And AB reminds a lot of us of Paige. Put like this, if they were sisters, you can tell because they favor so much alike. That is scary.
Mm-hmm.
It is scary. And I noticed that shit a long fucking time ago. That I'm like, damn, she reminds me of Paige. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was. Could nobody change my mind or anything about this? Could nobody? And I was so happy that at least I knew people knew what I was talking about because the guy you was with, he already knew who I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all married, right?
Yes. Yes.
How long y'all been married?
We have been married since January 13th of this year.
Man. Yeah. Okay. That is wonderful. That is hell wonderful, man. That is always a blessing for marriage, man. If you feel like can nobody in the world understand you but this person here, then that is a blessing.
Oh yeah.
That is a blessing. And then
it's
you
so
got
funny.
To get out of it.
Yeah. It is so funny because if you look at my wedding pictures, for one, we did in the apartment that we were living in, and our friend, well, his friend, which became our mutual friend, I can't say his name either, but you know him too. Okay. He is the one who officialized the wedding. Him, his wife, and kid were there. It was, you look at the pictures and you'd be like, oh my God, she was like about to pop. Like, you could really see how pregnant I was. And my best friend, who was maid of honor, that roommate I was telling you about earlier, that also agreed I was like Paige. He just walked in from work and was like, what the fuck is going on? We're like, oh, I guess you're here for the wedding. Like, we didn't know you were getting off this early today. So he had joined it because we were really not trying to tell a lot of people because my husband's family, he didn't really tell them first. He didn't tell them yet. And so we were doing the wedding. And again, like, a lot of people were like, oh, I can never get married just because, you know, I got this girl pregnant. And it's like, a lot of people don't know that my husband, well, I mean, a lot of people knew, actually, I say that. No, a lot of people knew because he's so proud to say, like, oh, I have a kid before, you know, like, he has another child. And he never married that girl. So everybody was like, oh, I could never, you know, marry someone I got pregnant. And he was like, yeah, I didn't either, you know. I married her because I love her and I couldn't imagine a day without her. Like, we literally woke up one day and was just like, do you want to get married? And I was like, yeah, you know. I had been mentioning it, you know. And so we just decided to get married. We talked to his friend, you know, and he was like, well, let me officiate the wedding. And we were kind of like, okay, I'm going to tell a lot of people. And we had it in the apartment. And of course, we're going to have an official ceremony, like, probably a couple years down the road, because I got some military deployments to get out of the way. But, you know, it's like, we literally did, you know, a lot of people look at it and be like, oh my God, he married her because she was pregnant. And it's like, no, actually, no. I was pregnant, but that's not why.
That is real. So tell us about the military.
Oh, okay. So my journey on the military is a little different. I did Air National Guard, which is still a branch of the Air Force, of course, as you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
I was trying to sign up while I was in high school. But during that time, a whole lot of people were in, so there wasn't a lot of jobs. I took the ASVAB, and I was some snotty kid in high school. Not really snotty. I wouldn't say I was snotty at all. I was just kind of like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to be in so it'll pay for my college.
That's so right.
I didn't study for the ASVAB, and the ASVAB's actually pretty, like, it's common sense, but at the same time, if you're trying to make a better, like, a higher score, and if you know you're competing for jobs, which I didn't, you actually want to test higher.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking this was like active duty, so all I had to do was just make a test score and I'd have all these jobs. No, wrong. You have limited jobs. You know, certain positions are open. So they told me, they were like, well, you have security forces and electrician. And I was like, who do I look like fixing ACs? And or sitting at a, you know, a shack all day checking IDs, and then if someone comes in, no, I ain't about to be the police for the Air Force. It ain't happening. You're about to catch me getting, like, maced in the face. No. So I told him, I was like, look, find me a job, whatever. Until then, I ain't doing these two jobs. That ain't happening.
That's right.
My friend, he works in the maintenance area, and he was like, you're not signed up yet. So I went for my senior year. He had, like, the recruiter brought me up on stage and was like, yeah, she's about to sign up, blah, blah, blah. She hasn't found a job yet. Or he didn't say that, but he was just kind of like, yeah, she's in the process of doing it, but all my other friends have already done it. We're all seniors in high school. And I'm like, this is fucking great. You know, like, I look like a fucking idiot. So then I'm in college, like, my first semester of college. My friend messages me because he's already been through basic training, tech school. He's like, hey, what'd you sign for? And I was like, I didn't sign for anything. They only offered me security forces and electrician. I'm not doing that. So he goes to the recruiter. And he's like, hey, like, this girl was a senior in high school when she signed up. She's now about to go through her first semester of college. What's going on? You know? So a recruiter finds this job and it's dental. And he messages me and he's like, messages me. And he goes, hey, this dental job just opened up. Like, just opened up. Okay. You know, like, you're like, I know what your job is to do, sir. You're a recruiter. I get it. You're just trying to get people in and you're just reminded about me. And yeah. I'm sitting there and I'm like, really don't want to bank on financial aid. Because I didn't have the best parenting situation. You have to go off of your parents' income. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, my mom doesn't do the right thing with IRS, and my dad's just not really in the picture. He does become in the picture later on in my life, but he's a good dad. It was just really me. But I wasn't about to be like, hey, give me your income so I can get FAFSA. You know, like, what? But, you know, like, if my kid messaged me that, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I got to get my college paid for somehow. So I sign up. I do the dental because I wanted to do medical anyway. I was in college to be a nurse. And then it takes me out of college because they told me, like, this is your BMT dates, which is basic military training, boot camp. And it changes. So I'm sitting there until, like, what did I say, 2018 till 2019 in, like, September. I go. Yeah. I'm working for this vape shop before, which is in Meridian. And it's Rev. I go. And I work. And then I go to BMT. And then they're like, you're going to have a break in training. So you'll be home until, I want to say it was February. So I come home after basic military training, which was the hardest thing, but it's how I met my husband.
Yeah.
He was a manager at Hattiesburg, and I was just supposed to be in. They were like, they're short staffed. He's leaving. He's on his 2 weeks notice. We need you to take his spot. And so I'm like, of course, basic military training. So when they're saying, like, the store opens, I don't even remember if it opened at 9 or 10, but let's say it opened at 10. So I was there, like, 9:30 or 40. You know, I'm sitting there ready because they told me that you have to be there 10 minutes before the store opens, but I'm still in military time, so I'm, like, there extra early. And I'm sitting there, and he's so late. So fucking late. Like, it's 10:30. And he gives me this bullshit excuse. But that's how I met my husband. That's another topic. I worked through Rev until about February, which is when I leave to go to tech school. And I am nowhere near prepared. Like, I have taken, you know, basic military training. I've taken a break. So I'm used to civilian life. And then they throw me back into tech school. And how it works is you're really supposed to do boot camp and then tech school. Because they make you do the same procedure. You still have to report to these people that are over you. You have to have these same, like, procedures when you're talking to officers or even someone a higher rank than you. I wasn't used to that. Like, I wasn't used to marching again. I wasn't used to the same, like, airman or Steve-O reporting for da-da-da-da, you know? It was very weird for me to go from military, civilian, military, especially to get stuck in a room with someone I didn't know.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was a horrible experience in its regard. It's like, you had the best time, you had the best roommate. No, I had a shitty ass roommate. You know, like, basic was horrible for me because they were like, as long as you keep your head down, you'll be fine. No, it wasn't. It was not great. I was pale and redheaded, so I stuck out. So I've always made an example of, like, I always got in trouble. I always, like, stuck out, and I would never be doing anything. But again, because I was pale and redheaded, I stuck out and I had this country ass accent, especially when I get nervous. So yeah. I just stuck out everywhere that I went. And then I remember I was sitting there at tech school. I'm just trying to learn my job. Like, it's it was only like 2 months. I was there till April. And I'm just sitting there trying to get through the shit, and then COVID hits, and I'm like, motherfucker, like, I'm supposed to be having the smoothest operation, I'm in the Air National Guard, I'm just supposed to do this shit and get home, and the first time I actually get to go off base, they're like, oops, sorry, because of COVID, you can't go off base.
That sucks.
Yes, and I was in a army base. That's where my tech school was out of, not an Air Force base. Food was horrible. Like, I got a piece of chicken and it was pink, and not just like pink from the smoker, I'm talking about raw. And I was like, whoa. I am in the Air National Guard. Like, for one, I'm in Air Force. Second, I'm in Air National Guard. I am like supposed to be babied to the max, you know? Like, that's what you think of when you think of Air Force. You think, like, oh, chair force. All they do is sit in chairs. So that's what I was expecting. I'm seeing all this shit, and I'm like, why is this not like the chair force like everyone else told me it would be? Why is this so much harder?
That's for real.
And then, like, it's hard because a lot of my civilian life is part of my military life. Because even when I got home from tech school, again, me and my husband were not seeing each other. Then it was a lockdown, like, you can't really go anywhere and do anything. So, of course, we made a baby, you know.
Yeah.
I was not allowed to go to drill. Like, I was pregnant. They didn't want me on base because I was pregnant. So, I missed a whole year of doing anything on base. So, I stayed kind of a lower rank than I should have. Which is fine. It's not like I'm only like 4 months behind, I think, on rank, which is not a bad thing. A lot of people are a whole lot less, and it's not like I got a stripe taken away or anything. Whereas then I would almost be an E4. I'm now an E3 and transferring jobs. Because I open up new jobs. Finally, we have more space, but it's because I'm dropping out of the military. So I got a new job. I'm cross-training to medical lab tech, and I'll be gone a year and a half in Texas, which is coming up to the same base I was at. But luckily this time, I won't have a fucking roommate that will make my life hell. So, it sounds so, like, I don't know, not really hard, but it was hard. Basic military training, I feel like the hardest part was not being able to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And then tech school, the hardest part was, but when I got my wisdom teeth out and they were like, no, you can't have anyone in the room. You can't really contact. You can't be on the phone with anyone. So that was my first procedure done without anyone. And then two, it was COVID. So I was locked to a base. Like, I couldn't even go out and distract myself with stuff going around in the city. It was very hard, but I guess I just kind of go through a lot of hard things, and I'm just kind of like, it is what it is, you know, I just kind of shrug my shoulders.
Yeah.
It sounds easy, but I can guarantee anyone that's listening, it is not that easy. Like, don't go in the military or even the Air National Guard being like, oh, this shit's easy. This bitch on this podcast was like, oh, this is what happened. This is a life and a breeze. Like, no, 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 no. It was a whole lot harder than I'm making it out to be.
Yeah, for real. Yes, it is real.
Yes.
So, I'm glad you're telling people what it really is, man.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, even if you are independent, because like I said, I didn't have the greatest family life growing up. So I always thought I was kind of on my own. And then when I hit basic training and I couldn't even contact, like, a friend, that really hit me. Like, I had to wait on a letter. And you really see, like, some of the girls were getting letters every single day. I guess I wasn't as lucky as them, you know? Like, I didn't get a letter every single day. It actually took a couple of weeks to get a letter. And it hurt. I think also a big thing was that I remember I went to cry in my pillow because I was trying to like face it, you know, like I have no one to talk to right now because I haven't gotten a letter. So I have no one's address. I went to cry in my pillow. My eyes stung. Like they couldn't cry because I was so dehydrated. And it wasn't that, like, I drank water. I think I drank, like, 8 bottles of water that day. But in Texas, you have to drink, like, 13 in order to, like, stay hydrated. But if you want to cry, you better be drinking, like, 16. Like, you can't afford to be shedding tears without extra bottles of water. I just remember, like, that is my biggest thing in Texas was my eyes stung so bad. And I remember being like, I will never put my body in this shape for one without water and two go to cry over something like this. And I would like to say that's really when my cold heart, like I was already kind of cold hearted, but my really like cold hearted personality was I'm not gonna cry over something unless if it actually needs to be cried over, you know?
Yeah.
And it was because I couldn't produce tears. We're just gonna be honest, I couldn't produce tears that night.
And that is real, man.
Yeah. I mean, there was people with worse stories than mine. There were some girls that were homeless. Like, this was all they had.
Yeah.
They had no one to go back home to. A lot of them were from foreign countries. And if they would have went back home, they were killed. Like, this was literally all they had. Was making it through basic military training and being in the Air Force. And that was sad, you know, like it really goes to show you that you don't have it as bad as you think.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is real as hell.
Yeah. And it's a very weird, I feel like when you're in the National Guard, it's so like, kind of like ping pong. And sometimes the civilian world holds your ball right before they hit it with a paddle back over to active duty. Because I come back home and I'm dealing with like regular life stuff. So it's like civilian and military. But when you're active duty, you're like, oh my gosh, there's other people around the world. You know, it's not just Mississippi, you know.
Yeah, Mississippi.
And that's honestly the biggest thing. That was my biggest struggle, was I was just used to small town drama or even like somewhat bigger, but it's nowhere near bigger as wherever. You know, it's not as big as Phoenix or anything. But it's just different. Like it throws you really back and forth. You're very conflicted a lot through your military career, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. For real.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like what's got me through it is tequila.
Tequila!
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I love some tequila now.
Me too. That is, anytime like people are like, well, what do you drink? And I'm like, oh, I'm a tequila drinker. They're like, oh, you're fucking crazy. And I'm like, what? Like, I am a whiskey or tequila drinker. And people always look at me like, those are the two drinks that fuck people up. Why are you, like, what is wrong with you?
You need it.
Yeah. It helps you loosen up.
Yes. Everybody has their own thing, you know what I'm saying? And tequila, it what helps you go back to the, you know what I'm saying? It kind of helps you come back down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you something. On this podcast, we do not judge on what you drink.
Okay.
We're not judge. No, man. Drink what gets you comfortable, what gets you feeling good, what gets that positive energy. You know what I mean? And, so, yeah.
Yeah, and the greatest thing is I used to never, I would never pick up Tequila Sunrise, mainly because I didn't know what the fuck a Tequila Sunrise was until I met my mother-in-law. And she would always mix like orange juice, tequila, and grenadine. And I was like, that's the weirdest fucking combination. Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, how the fuck do you not know what Tequila Sunrise is? I grew up in a dry county, first of all.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
I hate that for you.
Yes. So, like, the only thing I could really even get, anybody could get, was if someone went to the county line and bought beer or malt liquor, which is, you know, like your Smirnoffs or whatever, little free drinks, at the gas station. We didn't have a liquor store near us. So, if you had liquor, you were kind of like, oh shit, we got the good shit. But you weren't worried about, like, you were mixing that shit with Hawaiian Punch, which I still, like, I don't care. I mix that shit with Hawaiian Punch. I don't give a fuck. But that's all I really ever knew. Like, I knew of margaritas, of course, but I didn't know, like, Tequila Sunrise. So, when I met this lady and she's drinking a Tequila Sunrise, I'm like, okay. Like, his family's bougier than mine. They are. And they're a whole lot bougier anyways. It's very weird to meet my husband than meet his family. Like, fraternity, wild-ass rugby player, kind of, like, country. And then I meet his more up north family. And they're all, like, bougie. And, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? How did you create this child? You know, like, why are you drinking Tequila Sunrises? And this man's, like, shooting back whiskey, you know? So I try it. Like, because I'm curious. I'm, like, so curious. And I try it. I'm like, oh, shit. This is fucking good. Like, I see why this woman drinks the Tequila Sunrise every time at, like, 5:30 in the afternoon.
That's real.
Yeah, and then it's the craziest thing. So she gets these aluminum cups. And I know this sounds weird. It's like, what are you even talking about? It's like these aluminum red Solo cups that they started making recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep your drink so much colder. So now I feel like 10 times bougier when I'm talking to my friends back from my hometown. And they're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm drinking a Tequila Sunrise out of an aluminum foil, like, red Solo cup. And they're like, what is wrong with you? I remember when you were, like, shotgunning beers and just thankful that you had alcohol and smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't do either of those anymore. Like,
that's right. You bougie as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But that's bad, though. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay to be bougie.
Yeah. I had to grow to learn to do that because I didn't, you know, like the side I came from, they were like, oh, if you do that, that means you're done with us. Like, you're way better than us. You look down upon us. And I was like, yeah, you know, you're right, because I was from that side.
Yeah.
The tracks. Like, I know that sounds bad, but I was. Like, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. And so, when I made a better life for myself and I learned all this stuff, I'm like, does this really, that was another conflicting thing with my life story, was does this make me different than who I am? And it doesn't, but I had to learn that. It's like, no, my interests nowadays don't change who I am. And I'm not abandoning those friends if they can't accept, because I drink a fucking Tequila Sunrise, then they just weren't meant to be my friend in the first place, you know?
Exactly. Hey, say that shit. Say that shit loud.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You are absolutely right. If that's what it takes for them to stop fucking with you, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
It took a lot. And I mean, oh my god, it was so weird for me because all these people were like, oh, why'd you, I don't care if people know her. They were like, why'd you move from Mississippi to Charlotte, North Carolina? Or like, why did you, I mean, they were even like, why'd you move to Hattiesburg? And I was like, it's Hattiesburg. You know, like, you're like, what are you talking about? you've just done whatever you wanted to with your life. And I'm like, no, I've made better for my life because I have a kid and I have a husband. And just because I drink like a tequila sunrise and I don't drive a shitty car anymore, it doesn't mean that I think I'm better than y'all. Like, I still love y'all. We still have this connection.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You know, like, it's like I'm doing better for myself. I'm not sticking in the same shithole that I've always been. Like, I'm sorry I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. You know, like, it's like, well, I can't smoke cigarettes. I haven't smoked cigarettes way before my husband.
Man, say that shit again.
Yeah. I try to run a mile and a half. Because in the military, you gotta run a mile and a half, especially in the Air Force. I think it's like before 16 minutes, which I know a lot of people are like, that's a long time. Well, I'm athletic, but not athletic. I'm lazy. So I did not like running. I just don't. So when I was smoking cigarettes and they tried to get me to run, I was just like, oh, I can't do this shit. And when I noticed that, like, our instructor was running with us smoking a cigarette, I was like, you know what? I gotta quit smoking because this smoker can do it, but not me. Like, this is a smoker made out of the 80s. I am not made from the 80s. I like barely made it in the 90s. Yeah, like, I was like, I'm barely a 90s baby. I've gotta quit smoking. This man's a straight out of the 80s. He can do this. He can make it. I can't.
Man, hey, that is real as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that is real as hell. Man, but check this out, though. Check this out, though. I'm going to have to call this shit to a close.
Yep.
And then if the people want you back, they got to let me know they want you back. Because you're not done. You're not done.
No.
You just freaking get it started.
Yeah. There's a lot I can talk.
It is a whole lot. But we've been on here for 52 minutes.
I know. I saw that. I was like, oh, shit. There's a lot of time on here.
Yeah. Man, I love that. You putting all of you in it. This is really you. This is the real you. And that's what people is not realizing. But the people that are listening, they gonna know that this is you.
Yeah.
And I love that. But at the same time, we have to call this to an end.
Oh, yeah.
We have to call this to an end. Because I cannot have it too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also get you to come back. If the people want you to come back, then you will be back. And be honest, I want you to come back right now because I know you are a badass.
Yes.
You are a badass and you have way more stories than what you are telling right now.
Oh, yeah.
I know this. Trust me, I know this. But the people have to know. And the people will have to judge on their own whether this and that. But I want to cut it off, and I want to say, do you want the people to know anything else about you?
No, I kind of try to leave in a lot of open topics just in case if they ask you more or if they ask whatever for more. If they want to know more, they can always ask, so I feel like I've left a lot open on the table for them to know, and if they want more, they can always ask for more.
That is wonderful. That is a very good way of ending stuff. But this is how I end it. I want you to say in, out, gone. This is how I end my podcast. In, out, gone. And I do want to give a special shout out. Do you have anybody you want to shout out?
I guess shout out to my husband and my daughter because they're the reason why I'm here, able to do this.
Yes, and I love both of them.
Yes.
And I love both of them. But I had to also get a shout out to my boy, Joy Plus, for the beat that he gave me, the instrumental that he gave me, he worked hard on. So I had to give a shout out to him. But like I said, we got to say this shit. In, out, gone. Say it one time for me.
Okay. In, out, gone.
In, out, gone.